Chapter 23. Endless hours and nonstop punishment later, we practically crawl on all fours with the other teams into the dining space. It's sadistic, putting the food right next to the gym, just a few impossible steps away, achingly out of reach. I want to cry, unsure if my body will carry me the remaining distance to its life-giving sustenance. But it does, and I proceed to pile some of everything on my tray. No bologna sandwiches or blue food gel, thank you very much. Steak, mac and cheese, roasted turkey panini, mocha chocolate pie, and countless other goodies hidden somewhere under the top layer of food, with butter, like mortar, holding it all together, as a cameraman behind the counter documents my gluttony for the world to see. I don't care. We plop down, exhausted and hungry, at Red Table. The other team tables surround us, everyone equally ravenous, and the sound of livestock gorging at the trough fills the cavernous space. Claire sets down her two plates. Yes, two plates, and strategizes where to start. Oh my, this is even better than breakfast. How am I supposed to lose weight with 12 weeks of this? My corner holds up a forkful of salad with the thinnest see-through sliver of boiled chicken breast you've ever seen. Wow. That's restraint. I guarantee they're weaning us off. By week 12, it'll be nothing but gray paste and protein pellets. Claire grimaces at this thought, then looks down at her pie and rediscovers her joy. Well, then seize the day, am I right? Seize it. She licks her lips. I'm already attacking my plate like it owes me money. Whoa, Robin, you ever eat before? I answer Benji with a mouthful of prime rib. Sorry, it's just, this is so good. You haven't tasted my Nana's cooking, or my mother's. I thought you lived on a farm, alone. Way back when. Change the subject. Hey, what's that? I point up to the huge screen between the gym and the cafeteria. It must be 30 feet wide at least, above the lounge area with couches and beanbags. The screen lists our teams and our names with our contestant number. Another number next to each of our names fluctuates up and down. That's the big board. Oh, the one that says big board on it in giant letters? Thanks. No, Benji, I meant what are those little numbers going up and down at the end? My corner stands as if he's giving a presentation. They haven't told us yet. Probably will at orientation tonight. But I've been keeping an eye on that second column of numbers next to our names. Watch this. He peels his shirt off, flexes his abs, and the number next to his name jumps from 50,000 to 53,000. Claire claps. Likes! It's the likes! She licks her fingers free of gravy and cheese, bounds up and stands next to Mike, hikes her shirt a little to show her midriff. Her number drops 800. She screams at the board. Hey, come on, I'm working on it. Her number regains 200. She smiles. Sympathy likes. I'll take it. Another 100. She smiles again and winks at no one in particular. Another 100. She giggles. Another 100. She blows a kiss. Another 100. Benji surveys the space and all the contestants. Wow, incredible. I guess with that many people watching, every little thing we do will move the needle. He stands up, calmly, then shouts at the top of his lungs, I love this beautiful country, the U.S. of A! And his number adds 4,000 in a matter of seconds. He sits back down, grins, and folds his arm across his chest. Boom. Everyone swings around to see what the commotion is about. Within moments, there seems to be a general understanding, because Marina Della Costa opens her training top to reveal a bikini, and her likes shoot through the roof. Mike ups her ante, shedding his training pants, and soon anyone with a body to show off is stripping, and Aurora is belting out Baby's Gone. Lucy and Jaden from Orange Team are dancing, and a couple of Blue Team contestants are making out. It's complete mayhem, and the likes are burning up. I just sit there, with Benji, taking it all in. I can't compete with that. Yeah, I'm playing the long game. The numbers level off, and even start to dip, as if the worldwide audience suddenly got bored with too much stimulation. Eventually, the cafeteria falls silent. Everyone sits down. I think we all realize at once that we're in a fishbowl in front of billions of people, 24/7, for the next 3 months. We better pace ourselves. Aurora makes her way over to our table. I'm sure she only allowed herself a single grape for lunch, and addresses us, keeping an eye on the big board.
Well, well, red team. I'm on the green team. Green means go. You know what red means, right?
Stop. As in, you might as well stop trying. She tilts her head just enough to see her numbers climb, sticks her tongue out at us, and grins. Actually, red is the color of Mars. Benji and I say this exactly together, the nerdiest thing either of us could possibly say, and we say it simultaneously. I want to die. But both our numbers shoot up, and Aurora's drops. She storms away in a huff, so I trot over to her, trying to shield us from the cameras, though I don't know if that's even possible here, and whisper, "Listen, you don't have to do the mean girl thing. I don't think that's you."
"Oh," says the reality show expert and budding psychologist.
She pats my shoulder.
"Listen to the real expert, Smith. I'm just testing my mean girl persona today. See what works. Who knows? Tomorrow, I might be an angel."
"Why not just be yourself?" She ruffles my spiky, bleached crew cut, the first signs of brown growing in. "Look who's talking.